All right, 7:40 on this Monday morning here on WPHM. Every Monday around this time, we talk about Michigan-made products and businesses and organizations. And there's a Michigan-made book series now. This started with a book you may or may not be familiar with, but it's spurred a whole series of Burt Lafayette mysteries, Charles Cutter, with the Pink Pony. It's about exactly what you think it is, the Pink Pony on Mackinac Island. He's on the line with us right now. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How much fun are you having writing these Burt Lafayette books?
Well, you know, it can be a lot of fun, but it can also be pretty painful when things aren't working out. So, it's kind of like a lot of things in life. There's really great parts about it and parts that aren't so great. What I've been delighted about is that this book series, especially starting with the Pink Pony, really has kind of taken hold here in Michigan and the Midwest.
Well, it absolutely makes sense. I mean, these are courtroom dramas, whodunit mysteries, which everybody loves. But when you start telling stories about places that we know, where we have been, that just makes it much more fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And of course, you guys know this way better than I do. I've been in a number of Port Huron Mackinac races, but there's nothing like being in Port Huron, the day before the race down in the harbor. And there's so many people who send me emails about their experiences in the race or the Pink Pony, and I got permission from the owners of the Pink Pony, Bobby Benzer, before I wrote the book, because that's where the murder takes place. And, there may be some people who don't want to have a murder that takes place in their bar, but they were very, very supportive of it and even sell the books in their, they have a Pink Pony shop there. Uh-huh. They sell the books in too. That part has really been a lot of fun, and it's really turned out. And I think it is fun when you can read about a place or read a mystery courtroom drama about a place that you've been. I think that does make a difference to people.
You practiced law for many years here in Michigan. At what point did you decide that this was what you really wanted to do, was to write mysteries? Was this while you were practicing law? Was it in your retirement? When did this become your plan?
Well, actually, I only practiced law for 2 years, once at a very big firm, Dyke & McGosson in Detroit, and then once at a small firm in Grand Rapids. And then I went into the advertising and media business and, owned and operated various radio and TV stations after that. So I had a radio station in downtown East Lansing at the corner of MAC and Albert. And I was literally one block from the university, so I started taking the radio station was doing just terrible, I started taking classes at lunch over at Michigan State, and started getting into it. Then my mother was on the faculty over there, and she was very encouraging. And it started out very, very slowly. The Pink Pony actually was published by an independent publisher, and I didn't think they were doing such a great job of marketing, so I bought the rights back and did it myself. And with the advent of Amazon, it's amazing how you can sell books on Amazon. And of course, these books are also in bookstores. So, but it was a gradual process that sort of got bigger and bigger over time.
Bigger and bigger over time. And you said, hey, if Burt Lafayette can solve a mystery on Mackinac Island, why not take him to some other locales? So tell us about the other books.
Well, the second book in the series is called The Gray Drake, and that takes place near Grayling on the Ausable River. During the most famous hatch on that river is the Hex Hatch, which occurs right about the summer solstice. And in that book, there's a fictitious lodge called the Gray Drake that sits on the main branch. And the most famous guide in the river ends up being drowned. And no one can believe he could be drowned. And then his wife is accused of murdering him. So that, and the trout fishermen have really responded to that book. Although, you know, you don't have to know anything about the topics to enjoy the books. They're not that technical.
Right.
The third book in the series is called Bare Bones, and that takes place over at Sleeping Bear Dunes and the Manitou Islands, Leland and Northport. One of my favorite places over there is a little bar called the Happy Hour that's about halfway between Northport and Leland, and there's some scenes in there. And then the fourth book in the series is called The Crooked Angel. That takes place in Harbor Springs in Petoskey. And there's a new book coming out in March called Under the Ashes, which takes place in the Charlevoix area, and that is about morel mushrooms.
So, oh, wow.
You know, I try and give these books a real pure Michigan flavor. I think that hopefully people like the stories and the characters and the writing, but I think the Michigan part of that does resonate with a lot of people.
Oh, it absolutely does. Are there some other parts of the state that you would like to write about?
Yeah, you know, I've been sort of focused in northern Michigan. I've been thinking about doing something over in the Thumb by Fish Point, something about duck hunting, but I haven't done that yet. I'm trying to figure out the next book right now, actually. So this one is pretty much put to bed. There's some publicity and stuff that has to be done, but I'm thinking about the next one. You know, there's so many people who love Mackinac Island. There may be another, there may be another story there. And you guys probably know this. Mackinac Island is the number one tourist attraction in the state. And then, of course, there's always seen as the protagonist is sort of a troubled, brilliant but a little bit down and out lawyer named Burr Lafayette who lives in East Lansing. So there's always East Lansing scenes. He's from Grosse Pointe, so there's some scenes about that. And, you know, I try and sprinkle the whole, you know, as much of the state into it as I can. And the parts of the state that I know about, because if you're going to write about something and use real places, you really better get it right, because the readers are very, very, very smart.
Absolutely, and good for you for spending a lot of time at the Pink Pony to do some research for the initial book. I bet that was probably a good time had, huh?
Oh yeah, well that was a labor of love, and of course there's nothing like. You've probably been there, haven't you?
I have. Yeah, it's a great place.
Yeah, well, there's nothing like their rum runner with a floater. So, and that's probably a very good thing with that bar, that there's no cars allowed on the island.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, no, I spent a bunch of time, and you know, and that is the first bar that people go to when they get done with either the or Huron race or the mm-hmm. Chicago race. So, and you guys have such a great tradition and make it so much fun for people in the summer to come over to Port Huron and get that race going. And I, you know, and it's always just a little bit, you know, somehow everybody keeps it just one step below a riot, which is probably healthy for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. We do our best. We sure have fun though. It's but there's nothing like boat night at all. And Charles, next time that you're in Port Huron for boat night or any other time, why don't you give us a call? And love to show you around the port city.
Great. Well, thanks so much, and thanks so much for having me on this morning.
You bet. Take care. Bye bye.